guardian or something like that.
Yeah, angel of guardians, yeah.
What about if, let's say if you have a lot of your cousins and your nephews and your nieces and your uncles, people like that in your house, you'd say that the house is full of your...
10 people, relatives or something.
But what about if somebody's telling you about a person who looks a lot like you, might even have the same name as you? You might say, well, she might look a lot like me, but actually we're no...
No relation.
What would you call somebody who came into town that nobody's ever seen before? You'd say he's a...
Stranger.
Or what about somebody who's come from another country? You'd say he's a...
Foreigner, I guess.
Would you ever call a person a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?
I guess you would. You call them a native, all right?
Okay. I want to tell me a couple of names, first names for women that begin with M.
Begin with M.
Mm-hmm.
The names.
Mm-hmm. First name.
Well, I have a friend named Minnie. Margaret. Maggie. My stepdaughter named Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, the mother of Jesus in the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what George Washington's wife was named?
Martha.
Martha. Well, what about some names for women that begin with N?
N.
Uh-huh.
Nancy. Nicola. I got a little granddaughter named Nicola.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, some farmers name their cows with a woman's name that begins with N.
No, it's a goat to call Nanny.
Yeah. Nelly?
Nella. Yeah, Nella. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned a goat. Have you ever heard a male goat called by a particular name?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Billy.
Billy?
Billy.
What about, a boy's name that begins with an M?
What you want, huh? Boy's name, give me what?
An M. In the Bible.
Moses.
And the four Gospels, you got Mark, Luke, and John, and then remember the one that begins with M?
Mark, Luke, John. Yes.
Let's see, you could use Matt would be short for it.
Yeah, Matthew, that's right.
Have you ever heard of a woman who teaches school called anything in particular?
Oh, assistant teacher, I've heard that.
It might be an old-fashioned term, but have you ever heard people call a woman teacher a school marm? Hadn't heard that.
I haven't heard that.
What about a married woman whose last name was Cooper? How would you'd say that's...
His last name was what?
Cooper. Cooper.
Cooper.
You'd say that's...
Muse?